From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States on Monday vetoed a draft UN resolution rejecting President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The veto came after all 14 other Security Council members voted for the resolution. This is U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
For decades, Israel has withstood wave after wave of bias in the UN and its agencies. The United States has often stood beside Israel. We did not on December 23, 2016. We will not make that mistake again.
The veto highlighted the isolation of the United States over the president's announcement that the U.S. Embassy will be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, effectively ignoring Palestinian claims on the city. President Trump warned Monday that the country's greatness is being challenged by rival powers, but he promised the country would use every instrument at its disposal to ignite what he portrayed as an American awakening. He laid out his new national security strategy during a speech in Washington, pointing to Russia and China as his chief concerns, saying both countries seek to challenge American values, influence, and wealth. But he promised the United States, under his leadership, would not back down. Whether we like it or not, he said, we are engaged in a new era of competition. He cautioned that American success is not a foregone conclusion. He said, we are declaring that America is in the game and that America is going to win. He said his new national security strategy would be a roadmap to greatness. This is VOA News. At least 6 people were killed and more than 30 others wounded when a Taliban suicide bomber detonated his explosives-packed vehicle late Monday near a security convoy in southern Afghanistan. The attack happened in Lashkarga, the capital of the restive Helmand province. In Libya, the mayor of the coastal city of Misrata was abducted and killed after returning from an overseas trip. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. South Africa's ruling party has elected a new leader, Cyril Ramaphosa, who will likely be the party's presidential candidate in the next national election. But will Ramaphosa, who was not the outgoing president's pick, be able to overcome the massive challenges ahead for the party? VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Funde Sunwabo, a delegate from Gauteng province, acknowledged that the ruling party, which he has belonged to, he said, since he was 20, has issues. The ANC has lost ground in recent elections, losing control of 3 major cities to the opposition.
I think we do have problems, and I'm glad that our leadership is admitting that we do have problems. But then we can't continue moaning and analyzing the problems. We've got to work out strategies of how to get out of the situation in which we are.
The party's outgoing treasurer, General Zweli Mkhize, said party leadership is aware of calls for Zuma to step aside as president now that his term as party leader is over.
We took a discussion, that discussion in the past. When it arises, I think the ANC must deal with it at that point. At the moment, that issue hasn't arisen.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
An Amtrak train derailed in the northwestern U.S. state of Washington on Monday. During its first ever run along a faster new route, some of its cars fell on a busy highway below. At least 3 train riders were killed. Local officials say more than 100 others were injured when 13 of the train's 14 cars jumped the track. A Washington State Patrol spokeswoman said 5 cars plus 2 semi-trailer trucks were hit by the train cars that derailed. Some drivers were injured, but none died. Amtrak said that 78 passengers and 5 crew members were on board the train, which is part of the newly expanded and faster rail service between Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon. Monday marked the first day that Amtrak began operating 4 new trains on the route. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.